This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Tonight, or very early tomorrow morning, a lot of people are going to exercise responsibility and call a cab of some sort. One sort is Uber. The ride-hailing startup, valued at some $40 billion, has its biggest night on New Year's. Last year, documents suggest the company made $11 million in one night. This year, some estimates suggest it could be 10 times that much. Part of the haul for Uber comes from a controversial policy of surge pricing, essentially charging riders a super high rate on a busy night. Marketplace's Noel King takes a look at how this year things might be a little bit different.
Uber's surge pricing policy is economics 101. If demand is low, then prices are stable. When demand is high, like on New Year's Eve, prices go up. Sometimes way up. Matthew Feeney is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. He says nobody's being tricked here.
Uber allows you to estimate the fare before ride begins. Uber tells customers when the surge is in effect. So there really isn't an excuse for not knowing that the price is going to increase.
But even if there's no trickery and the economics make sense, surge pricing is still confusing to many people, says Paul Argenti. He's a professor of corporate communications at Dartmouth's Tuck School.
What does that mean to your normal American? You say there may be surge pricing. I mean, it's not a term that you hear when you go to Walmart. Oh, we're going to have a surge pricing today.
The debate over surge pricing probably won't be solved by tonight. But in the meantime, new kid on the block, Flywheel, is offering some New Year's night rides for a flat fee of only $10. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.